Arts on Air, and stay tuned for future talks with individuals drawn from the always fascinating Faculty of Arts at UBC. Thanks again, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That was The Isotopes with the song The Ballad of Ray Ordonez. Now, you can find that song actually on YouTube because they have a video out for it. So The Isotopes, they are an awesome local band, and their deal is they play baseball-themed music. So, baseball. So, and the baseball season is coming up soon, folks. Ugh, how much time? Oh, God. Ugh, we have, what, 2 weeks until the baseball season? Where are we at? Today is what the about that something like two and a half weeks, and then that's it. Then spring training is over, And yeah, so there you go. Now that video, if you want to go to YouTube and check it out, was filmed right here in East Vancouver, just at Lake Grandview and Rupert. And it's a really cool video, so please do so. All right, my name is Anita B, and the show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. So, what do we have? Let's see. We have got... Now, here's a band who I'm really digging. This band is called Bank Robber. They're local. And I did play them last week. But, actually, I'll play a different song. That's what I'll do. They're very good. And I'm really, really liking them. So, we're going to hear from some Bank Robber soon. But before we do, I'm just looking at my CDs here. I was just playing a little bit of drums before I came in. And I have an issue. I have a problem with my hand. I have a recurring blood blister. So you guys know about blood blisters. It's like they're really gross. There's like my, I have this like lump underneath sort of the pad under my right ring finger. And I finally got rid of it. So this blood blister went away. And I was like, yay, basically like the skin is dry and it kind of goes away. And then with it goes all the dark sort of, you know, dried up blood. So as of a few days ago, I was like, oh, look at that. Fresh skin. Good. And today I was playing some drums like for not very long. And I'm like, what? So this like massive, disgusting blood blister again. It's like the third blood blister in like God knows how long in the same spot. And I'm kind of concerned I'm doing some serious damage. I don't know. So anyways, I'll be okay, but it's okay. All right, the time is 6:36, and what should we listen to? Oh, I've got so many CDs here, and I'm just trying to figure it out. My brain isn't really straight right now. Okay, Dead Ghosts. When in doubt, let's listen to the Dead Ghosts. These guys are awesome. This I play them a lot. I feel kind of bad, but whatever. This record is called Can't Get No, and these guys are sort of like... psychedelic, garagey, indie, good. That's what I call them. And I've played the song Roki Set a lot, but I'm going to play us, how about Hanging in the Alley? That one looks good. Now, this band here, Dead Ghosts, is comprised of Brian Nickel, Andrew Wilkinson, Michael Wilkinson, and my favorite sexy name, Maurizio Ciamento. Yes. All right, let's hear song number, oh, I don't know. How many songs are in the CD? 12? So it must be song number 11, Hanging in the Alley. So this is a local band, Dead Ghosts, and you are listening to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
They're calling me Locked Dead. What's best for you?
Alrighty. It is 6:46, and we just heard some good stuff from the local band Bank Robber. We heard the song Soon. And you can find that on their Bandcamp thing, or you can buy the full digital album, which is called Life's Nutso. Life is Nutso. Now, Bank Robber, what can I tell you about them? They are local, I believe. I'm sure they are. Let me just do a little. I got a little distracted with something. Bank Robber, Vancouver. I am live Googling this. They have to be from Vancouver. Let's see. Well, there's Bank Robbers, as in thieves, but let's go the band. Okay, what can we say? Bank Robber. Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're playing, it looks like, soon as well, too. Let's see. Bank Robber. They have a Facebook thing. That's nice. It says, hey, guys, guess what? We're doing a show. Oh, look at that. Tomorrow night. So here it goes. So they are playing at the Cobalt. So go check out Bank Robber. And it looks like they are playing with a band called Thin Gaze and Cave Girl. So there you go. It could be good. Thursday night at the Cobalt. Yeah, okay. What else can I tell you about them? Oh, they have an interactive promo shot. Let me click on that. Let me see if they're good looking. No, there's a cat. That doesn't work. No. I wish I could tell you more about the band, as in who is in the band or what. I think I sound a girl. I hear a girl, I mean. Okay. So much for my lack of preparedness on that one. Okay, so before Bank Robber, we heard from the band Gang Signs from their album Remixes, and I chuckle because I feel like I've never played that song. The song was called Antidote, which is the last song from this record, again, called Remixes. And so I guess the premise behind this record is that there's different DJs or, you know, mixing people. Who take their songs and then remix them. And the person or the thing that did that one, the thing was something called The Passenger. And I don't think I've heard that song before. And it was very unusual because I don't think the rest of the album is that weird. But anyways, that was that. And then before that, we heard The Dead Ghosts with the song Hanging in the Alley from their album Can't Get No. All right, so I'm here until 7:30. So that gives me 40 more minutes to play Canadian music for us all. And my show is focusing on what I just said. And we're done Fun Drive, aren't we? Yes, we are. So if you still want to, you can actually still donate money if it would make you feel nice. You can go to CITR.ca and just donate some money. And you can go to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is my show. And then, you know, I get credit for it. I don't get anything other than just credit. They say thank you. But there you go. So, the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, of course, and it's weird because I'm here now. So I'm usually here every second week, but then last week I did a special Fun Drive show. So that means I was here last week and the week before. And to be honest, I'm getting a little burned out, just a little CITR burned out. I'm only here every second week normally. So next week will be a little bit of a break. Yeah. All right. So let's see what else we have coming on here. Let's hear something which is new. This is from Eden Findey. Now, Eden Findey, and I used to like see her name and think it was Eden Finiday. So she is the singer in Vancouver. Now she's gone out on her own, so she's got a solo thing here. It's called Things Get Better. And I'm looking at this CD for the first time, and it's interesting because as I'm looking at the different players on it, I'm like, wow, that's cool. So Jesse Gander played, it looks like, the trumpet on this record. And then, of course, Sean Mrazek is on drums. Good old Sean. So Sean would be my drum teacher, and Sean is like the most famous drummer in the city and probably the best. So this should be good. I guarantee the drums will be good. So I'll be honest, I haven't heard anything, but knowing that I like Vancouver a lot, this should be good. So again, the record is called Things Get Better, and let's hear something. Oh, I don't know. How about the song called Damage? So song number 3. All right. You are listening to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Damaged. I've been so caught up in the wreckage. I don't know how I made it this far. I've been faking, I guess. Carnage, the tornado. volcanoes erupted hereabouts, and the earthquakes rattling too. Damaged by my mother, oh, her eyes they couldn't see. That wasn't no place for me. Heartache, well, I've had more than my share of it, and I really can't say I care for it. Is it over yet? Loneliness, I spent almost my whole life with it, all through school, and now I'm a wife with it. Is it over? Left me hurting and wild. Craziness, well, I feel like it has surrounded me, and it's all I've known, and it's drowning me. Could I come up for air? Insanity, would you take one hard look around us and explain how? Why are we living like this?
radio show.
Is food fresh and service fresh? You're a tough customer. Only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let at Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is food fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
That is one of my very most favorite bands, Wolf Parade, with the song Modern World. Excuse me. All right, so that record you can find that song on is Apologies to the Queen Mary. And the deal with Wolf Parade is that they pretty much are no longer. They originated the members from British Columbia. So you had Spencer Krug, who I believe was from the interior, and then Dan Beckner from the island. And Dan Beckner was in a band called Atlas Strategic, who opened for Modest Mouse back in sort of, around, I want to say like 2002 or so. And I saw that show actually here in Vancouver. And then what happened was he and I believe Spencer moved to Montreal, but they weren't together in a band. They just moved to Montreal and then they formed a band called Wolf Parade. And yes, so you had two singers. You had Spencer and you also had Dan. And then a couple years ago, they pretty much stopped, if you will. And then out of that came the Handsome Furs, which was Dan Beckner and his wife at the time, Alexi. She had like a Russian sounding first name and a non-Russian sounding last name. And I believe they are no longer. So they were a two-piece. And now Dan Beckner is in L.A. And he is in the band... he's in a new band with the guy from Spoon. And they're not bad. But I really do miss Wolf Parade. And, oh, what are they called? I have their similar songs. But apparently Dan is or was busy working on like a soundtrack to a movie. And that was why he most recently was in L.A. And that's that. All right. Before Wolf Parade, we heard something from the Victoria. Speaking of the island, so back onto Vancouver Island we go with the band Bum. Now, Bum are a band who started back in 1990, I believe. And, yeah, they sort of were pretty big on, if you want to say the West Coast, I don't know, up until about the mid-90s or so. And Bum consisted of four guys. One of them was Kevin Lee. So Kevin Lee was the bass player. Who now lives in Vancouver. And those guys pretty much, in my opinion, were the definition of power pop. They pretty much got all that whole sort of scene going. I believe they toured in Spain. They were pretty big at the time, and definitely somewhat of a niche market, but people who liked Bum, I think, loved Bum, if that makes any sense. What else can I tell you about them? They were from the island, so I know Ian Jones from the band Pluto was a huge Bum fan, and to be honest, I think they probably influenced the band Pluto. So, yeah, there you go. They're quite influential. And then before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band Mode Moderne with the song Strangle the Shadows from their new album Occult Delight. All right, so it is now 7:10, and let's see if I can find us some weather. Let's find out what is going on in our world meteorologically. All right, weather, Vancouver. Okay, so currently it is 9 degrees, and it's Wednesday. Now, if anybody is in the school system like me, we have two days until spring break, and then we are off, at least in the city of Vancouver, for 2 weeks. Yes, I'm so excited. So there you go. So, and if you're a parent, a stay-at-home parent with kids, have fun with your kids. My kids are actually going to a little day camp situation, so I am going to be enjoying my spring break, like, unbelievably so. Very thrilled. So, 2 days until, so 3:03 on Friday, I'll be celebrating. Anyways, what does that have to do with you? Let me just tell you. Okay, so 9 degrees, and then tomorrow the high, it looks like, is 12. And, somewhat cloudy, somewhat not. Partially cloudy, partly cloudy. And then Friday, it looks like, Friday we have rain. So overcast, rain, high of 10. And then the weekend is sort of mixed. Saturday you've got rain and a high of 10. And then Sunday, scattered showers with 10. So it could be worse, right? Yeah. All right, let's see what we have coming up next. Did I tell you who I am? I'm Anita B. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my show that focuses on Canadian music. I'm not super well organized tonight. So I'm just kind of like running around here a little bit sort of behind the eight ball, if that makes sense. Let's see. My phone is making lots of noises. And this is what happens. So, like, people text me and whatever, and then I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do a radio show, and then, you know, and then I'm like, oh, what do I got coming up next? But I got stuff. So it looks like we've got, let's hear something from this Pop Alliance CD. It's a compilation that was put out, I believe, in conjunction with Mint Records and CITR. Yeah. And let's hear the first song. I'll tell you who's on this. You've got the Courtneys. I played Bank Robber earlier tonight. They're on this CD. You got Jay Arner. It's a really good comp. You've got Movie Land. You've got Korean Gut. You've got Needles and Pins. Needles, Pins. How about we hear the song number one by the band Movie Land? And the song is called 1, 2, 3, 4, Get Fucked. That's what we're going to listen to right now. So if the CD player will work, we are in business. If not, well, I don't know. Can we try that again? All right, CD number two works. That's good. So There you go, folks. And then, so in 46 minutes comes in Val. So that would be Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. So until then, we have local band Movie Land from the compilation CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 here on none other than CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Now changes, we don't know where to start. So used to the facade and playing the part. That race is for others to win. Oh, oh my God, I'm dying to fit in. Oh, oh my God, looks like I found my grin. And I knew it was there all along.
All right, so you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I have so many thoughts going through my head and phone calls, and I'm trying to decipher things from the family, and oh my goodness, I'm just having many things going on at once. So anyways, let me stop and take a breath. That might work. So that was Sean Mrazek. Whew, Sean Mrazek. So speaking of taking a breath, you know who should take a breath other than myself is Sean Mrazek. That guy is so busy. Like, for example, I played something from Eden Fine Day earlier this show, and I'm like, oh, Sean Mrazek is the drummer on that one. And he's in a new project called Cool. So this new band with Adrian Teacher and his wife, I believe. So they're called Cool. So he's in that. Sean is in a cover band on the weekends. What else does Sean do? He drums for like every second band, and he also does give drum lessons. So that guy, and he's got, and on top of it, he has three kids. So when you think you're busy, yeah, no, Sean is busier. So anyways, we just heard him from his deal called Sean Mrazek Lives. And the name of that album is Thought He Was Dead. That was the name of that album. And we heard the song called Man in the Glass. All right. Now, before that, we heard a couple songs from the CITR Pop Alliance. We heard a song called Your Hand in Mine from the band Peace. And we also heard something from Movie Land called 1, 2, 3, 4, Get Fucked. And there you go. Yeah. So it is now 7:25. And let's move on with some more Canadian music, because that's what happens here at my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Me being your host, Anita B. So, what should we hear? I don't know. How about we hear a little Jay Arner? Yeah, let's hear some Jay Arner. Why not? This is my third week in a row. I will be honest. It's my third. Val's here. The lovely Val Cormier. And she's like, oh, look at this. 2 weeks. No, I'm like 3 weeks in a row. So honestly, when you're used to doing your show every second week, right, you have your allotment of typical music you play. And I'm like, wow, this is like the third time in a row. And I feel like I'm starting to sort of repeat the same types of songs, whatnot, over and over. So I apologize if, yeah, it's just been a lot of CITR and myself lately. But that's okay. It's all good. Yeah. So Jay Arner, let's hear some of this. He has a new album out. It's on Mint Records and it's self-titled. And we are going to hear, song number 9, which is called Wildest One. Yes, let's do that. No, let's not. It's only 1 minute and 56 seconds. I don't want to hear a 1 minute. I need a long song, people. I need a song where I can breathe to. Song number 8. That one looks good. Out to Lunch. Yes, perfectly appropriate right now. Okay. Out to Lunch is the song we're going to hear from Jay Arner on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Supersymmetry.
the song's coming back. All right, that 11-minute masterpiece was from Arcane Fire. That's who that was. And I'm just trying to find the name of the song, the track listing. So it was the 11-minute song. And of course, there's two CDs, and there's no track listings, like no track listing on the CD. And I'm like looking all over the internet to try to find the name of the track, but then there's two CDs and yada yada. It's all good. I'll figure it out. Let's just put it this way. That was the long song, one of the long Arcade Fire Reflector songs. Okay. Ah, I'm tired. All right. Before that, we heard something from Plumtree from way back in 97. We heard the song Scott Pilgrim from their record Predicts the Future. And Plumtree, yeah, they're all grown up now. Back then, they were like borderline teenagers. They were very young. I think they might have been easily teenagers in 97. Then before that, speaking of girls from Halifax, we heard something from Jail. So that would be an acronym for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. We heard something from their second record called So Wound. That was a Sub Pop release. The song is Not Happy. Yes, I really like that song. I used to be a huge Jail fan. They were actually the band that really influenced me to play. Because I used to play the bass, and I guess I still can, maybe. But I really looked up to girl bands, and I really loved, especially Luscious Jackson. I was so into Luscious Jackson and Jail, and my goodness. So thank you, girls, for influencing me. And yeah. All right. I even got a Rickenbacker bass. I think, what's her face? Laura played a Rickenbacker in Jail, and as did what's her face from Eric's Trip, Julie Dwaran. So yeah, that's how much they influenced me. All right, before that we heard Jay Arner with his song Out to Lunch from his self-titled record. So there's 11 minutes until I go home, and Val comes on with her show Folk Oasis, and until then we will continue with some Canadian music. Now, what do I have ready for us? What do I have? Oh boy, I think I have some Thrush Hermit. That's what I have coming on. What song do I have? Oh, The Day We Hit the Coast. This is a good song. I love the song. Yeah, so Thrush Hermit, these guys, if you are unaware, they're also from Halifax. So we're closing off my Canadian music show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, with the East Coast. This song, The Day We Hit the Coast, is killer. So this is off their, I'm trying to remember what record this was. I'll tell you when I come back. Yeah, so they are no longer, and Joel Plaskett is doing his solo stuff, which is not bad, which is pretty good. And not quite as good as Thrush Hermit, in my opinion, but it's all good. All right, so there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name's Anita B. I will be back not next week, but the week after. So two more weeks, which is my typical time slot. So every second week from 6:30 until 8. And here we go. This is Thrush Hermit.
Yeah. up and I'm feeling wrong. Very soon I will be.
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them.
Peanut butter. If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy. Alternating Thursdays, 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Book the date. On March 28th and 29th, celebrate the UBC Bookstore's new space. Join the new release party. On March 28th, enjoy breakfast with free coffee followed by UBC Bhangra, Poetry Slam, the Thunderbird Dance Team,